More help for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The UN Secretary General says another $40 million will be transferred from an emergency fund.
After being hit by Russian forces, roads, airports, and schools lie in ruins.
Antonio Guterres also noting the hundreds of thousands of people without power and water. And he says at least two dozen health facilities have been hit. Russia has denied attacking civilians at a maternity hospital, claiming that site had been taken over by Ukrainian extremists to use as a base, also claiming that photographs of civilian casualties there were fakes. A wounded pregnant woman carried out on a stretcher after that hospital was hit has died along with her baby. No breakthroughs reported after another round of talks between Ukraine and Russia held virtually today. They're planning another meeting tomorrow. President Biden turning his attention back to his domestic agenda at this hour, addressing a National League of Cities congressional conference, while Democrats in Congress pitched the benefits of infrastructure projects in their home districts, including New York Congressman and Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries.
House Democrats are the party of infrastructure, not insurrection. House Democrats and President Biden are the party that gets stuff done and is building a better America for the people.
Aiming to counter the president's poll numbers and the Republican message leading up to the midterms that Democrats are to blame for multiple crises, including high inflation. The founder of WikiLeaks loses his fight not to be extradited to the U.S. Britain's top court says Julian Assange's appeal doesn't raise an arguable point of law. In December, a ruling that blocked extradition was overturned after U.S. authorities offered assurances Assange would be treated humanely. He's facing a U.S. trial over publication of classified documents more than a decade ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Classes remain canceled for 29,000 school kids in Minneapolis as a teacher strike enters its second week.
It's another day at the bargaining table for Minneapolis teachers and the district over union demands for more pay, smaller class sizes, and other resources. And while Minneapolis schools says it's made good on many teacher demands, Clerk Nelson Ions says the district is broke.
We wish we had the resources to provide everything that is being asked for the sake of our students and our teachers. But we simply don't.
Minneapolis schools now asking the state to tap into a $9 billion surplus for more school funding. This is the first teacher strike in Minneapolis in 50 years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New trends still being revealed by the latest census for Black Americans. The largest growth wasn't in traditional hubs such as Atlanta or Houston, but in smaller cities where it can sometimes be easier to gain an economic foothold. Fort Worth, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Jacksonville, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina, with the largest gains in Black residents between 2010 and 2020. A mom who posted a TikTok video of her baby trying steak gets taken to task on social media.
Katie Harley recently shared a clip of her six-month-old daughter tasting her first filet and didn't expect the clip to go viral, telling Fox News Digital some commenters accused her of feeding her tot a bloody steak. Harley claims she served the beef at the recommendation of her pediatrician for her baby's growth and development. A medical director at Aeroflow Breast Pump telling Fox News Digital, babies are able to eat meat as soon as they start solids, but cautions that tough meats could be a choking hazard, and recommends cooking steaks until the meat reaches a temperature of 170 degrees.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. An uncertain start to the week on Wall Street. The Dow had been higher. Now it's down more than 80 points. Oil prices sliding, but getting back over $105 a barrel. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.